This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show I call Just a Fan's View, a show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. Grab yourself a cold drink and sit back in your seat because I'm not afraid to express my opinion. In fact, it's one of the things I do best. Today's show is Cup Teams at Nashville from a NASCAR Fan's View. For the first time in 37 years, this weekend is the first time NASCAR Cup teams take on the Nashville Super Speedway. Well, at least that's what they say. But is it true? Yeah, it kinda is, depending on how you look at it. I know you've been hearing about Nashville Super Speedway off and on over the last several weeks, and it is almost like a new venue for the Cup teams if you consider that the Cup teams haven't actually had a sanctioned race there in such a long time. It may not actually be a foreign track to some drivers, and depending on how long they've been around the sport, they may have run a lot of laps at the place. Some have run here in what is now called the Xfinity Series, and in the days NASCAR allowed testing at tracks that weren't part of the normal Cup season circuit, it used to be a place the teams frequented for that very purpose. So, even though we can't say it is the first time, it will be for some of the drivers since they either weren't born yet, or they weren't anywhere near driving age the last time Cup teams took to the track. So what is so special or appealing about Nashville Super Speedway? From this fan's view, one of the biggest reasons it is special is it is Nashville. It also appears it is going to be a race full of surprises and good hard racing. After all, it is a concrete track, and it is, or will prove to be, one of the more challenging tracks in NASCAR. If you've been paying attention over the last week or so, you've probably noticed many have already chosen the winner of this race. Yeah, I know you know the one I'm talking about, and that would be Kyle Larson. In his last six races, his worst finishing position is second. Over those six races, he has had 3 seconds and 3 wins. Even though he has performed well on just about every type of track, he has particularly excelled on mile-and-a-half tracks. The Nashville Super Speedway is a little under a mile and a half. That could very well mean another win for Larson, but he does have 3 teammates that have been running really strong right there with him. In fact, the Hendrick cars have been the class of the field for a while now. Even in the 50-minute practice session Saturday afternoon, the Hendrick cars looked like they were ready to take it to the rest of the teams again. William Byron and Kyle Larson pretty much ran identical laps to claim the top spots in practice. Since qualifying won't take place until Sunday morning, I personally won't know how they will line up for the race. This will be posted long before qualifying begins. My suspicion is the Hendrick teams will likely be at or near the top of the charts. That may be sticking my neck way out there since anything can happen in qualifying, but I am reasonably sure I will be correct in what I've just stated, judging from their recent performances. I suppose it is also possible that any one of the others could find something and end up leading the field to the green flag, but I just don't get the idea that all that much will change overnight. I could be wrong, and I know there are those that hope I am, but going against the performance of the Hendrick teams just isn't something I think would be wise at the time of this writing. Admittedly, there are reasons the Hendrick teams could surprise me and not perform as well as I think they will, but the other drivers and teams are going to have to step up their game a little. I know some of the drivers, like Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin, do have an incentive to take it to them, and of the two, Hamlin has been performing better than Harvick. That doesn't mean a whole lot in my thinking, but it is also possible either of them could surprise me. Another that could be a little less of a surprise would be Kyle Busch. He has shown some strength in the last couple of races or so, and he could be the one to overcome the Hendrick teams. After last week in the All-Star race, Brad Keselowski did show the ability to run with Kyle Larson, and I won't rule out either of the Penske Fords because of that. Joey Logano and Brad are hungry enough to push the envelope at Nashville and maybe take the victory. Not saying they will, but saying either of them could. Hey, that's my opinion. And this is Russ. And I'll see you next time. Right here at NASCAR Fans View. For just a fan's view of NASCAR racing.
That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.